What's going on, guys? It's Nick here, back in the video. It's Monday, it's new time, and it's time for another Mock Draft Monday. This week, we're going to do half PPR, 12 teams, and I think we're going to mix it up, and we're going to do the three wide receiver one. Definitely a format that people are playing in a lot more, randomized, and we will get the 12 pick. Also, realized last week that the reason quarterbacks went so early was because when we, someone put in the comment section and realize it, when we utilized the quarterback early over there and we put it back to normal, then it like glitched out on us. Apparently, it went back to quarterback early before, but we put everything normal now, so let's just see how things work out. And again, the ADPs have been very accurate early on for Fantasy Pros. So, Christian McCaffrey, Marquise Brown, Ja'Marr Chase, Breece Hall, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Bijan Robinson, Jefferson going, 107. You're going to get good value in Jefferson this season. Marvin Harrison Jr. goes in round one, Jonathan Taylor, St. Brown, and Jahmyr Gibbs. All off the board before we go at 12. So, who do we like right here? Remember, this is a three wide receiver format. So, obviously, we are definitely okay going with wide receiver. We could legitimately go with wide receiver for the first four picks because we can start all of them. So, A.J. Brown, Puka Nacua, Garrett Wilson, all on our radar. We're at the turn here as well, so we will get two picks back-to-back. In my rankings, I have Puka at 9th, A.J. Brown at 10, Garrett Wilson at 11. So, all good values. And again, this is the specific three wide receiver rankings I have on my screen over there. If we wanted to go running back, top one is Saquon Barkley, but I do have him at 16, again, just because this format is so powerful for wide receivers, we want to be leaning a little bit towards wide receiver. I could see it, though. If you really wanted to go with, like, Puka, and then you wanted to go Saquon, and then you wanted to try and get the next turn, double dip a wide receiver, and do, like, a hero RB strategy, totally fine doing that. I think I'm going to double dip at wide receiver. It just lends itself to being optimal just for like this specific format. So we do that. We're expecting a million good players to come off the board at this turn here. It looks like two wide receivers come off the board. So one quarterback, Josh Allen, goes late third round. Two tight ends, Kelce, Sam Laporta, gone. And then kind of an even mixture at running back and wide receiver. We've got Kyren, Isaiah Pacheco goes round two. That's too early for him. Saquon, Derrick Henry, Rashad White, Etienne, Mixon, Jacobs, Achan. My guess is we're not going to go running back here because that's a lot of running backs come off the board in a three wide receiver format. At wide receiver, Garrett Wilson, Drake London, Ayuk, Pittman, Olave, Adams, Waddle, Kupp, Evans, and Debo off the board. So, gets back to us. DJ Moore, Nico Collins, DK Metcalf, Stephon Diggs, Devonta Smith, I would say, well, Malik Nabers I'd throw in there too, then maybe a mini tier break after that. And then, yeah, running back, James Cook, Kyren, Alvin Kamara, David Montgomery. These are not players I'm going to want in a three wide receiver format in round three. Just feels a little bit too early. Quarterback, certainly an option. Where do I have the first quarterback? Well, Allen's the first quarterback. So he's off the board. Jalen Hurts I have in round three. We're in the late third round, so totally fine going with Jalen Hurts here. Excuse me. That would be an option for us. I do have Nabers, actually, as the top wide receiver. Tough, because he can't play the ADP game as much at that turn pick, because, I mean, so many picks are going to go by, especially in three-order series format. There's no way he's there at our next pick. So we consider him at this spot. I have it very close between him, DJ Moore, Nico Collins, but I do have Jalen Hurts ahead of both DJ Moore and Nico. And if we did take that fourth wide receiver, like let's say we go with Nabers here and we take that fourth wide receiver after that, we're locking ourselves a little bit into a box. I can pull up. So optimal time in a three wide receiver, half PPR, one flex league. It's what we're in right now. Optimal time to take your third quarterback is 3-5. We'd be hitting that. Third wide receiver, 3-5. Fourth wide receiver is 4-9. Our fifth one would have to be 6-11. So, like, we'd be really pushing it and saying, like, if there's a really good option for us at 5 or 6, we maybe wouldn't even want to be taking that wide receiver. So, given that, Hurts is still pretty good value here, I think we take Hurts. I think we take Hurts. Oh, someone told me there's a plus button somewhere on this screen. I don't know if it was this screen or another screen, just why like they won't allow you to click it anymore. Oh, right here. Oh, okay, is this what they're talking about? Okay, well, there's a plus, and I click it, and nothing happens. Oh, well, I hope I didn't end up drafting them. I don't know. The plus button doesn't work for me, so I'm not going to click it. But we'll try and do that in future ones. The plus button's, like, there for everyone who's not the first one. Like, Fantasy Pros, figure yourself out. Anyways, all right, here's our team. A.J. Brown, Puka Nacua, awesome start, and then Jalen Hurts. We get that stack again for, like, the millionth time. You don't need to stack in a redraft league. At times, you'd want to avoid it because it just creates too much variance. But if you want to say, hey, Saquon goes in there for the Eagles, he not elevates this offense, but he really makes them a consistent offense. He adds another weapon teams need to take away. I think the Eagles go out there and have the number one offense in the NFL. If you're just like betting on that, it's good to bet on that with two picks in the early rounds, because if you're right, you really benefit on two there. So we've got that. Obviously not going to quarterback anymore. Like I said, I don't really want to go with running back. So it would be our top wide receiver, or it would be Trey McBride, our top tight end. I have McBride as 405. So four picks later than what we're doing right now. I have multiple wide receivers ranked ahead of him. So I don't really think that is the move. I think we take Neighbors, because again, I don't think, where is he on here? He's here. So he's at 53 for them. Way too many picks are going to go by. I just don't think there's a chance that he's there. The difference between him and Diggs, though, is 1.1 points. So I don't hate it. I don't hate going with Diggs, hoping that Neighbors is there at the next pick, because if we miss out on it, we're missing out on 1.1 half PPR points over an entire season in the projections. Maybe that is worth it. Okay, maybe we'll do that. We'll go over here, wide receiver, draft Stephon Diggs, and we will just kind of see what happens. Oh my goodness, I think we've done it. One of the first times that that's actually worked out the way we've wanted it to work out on one of these videos, but Neighbors doesn't go. So we'll pull up the draft board here. After we pick, you get quarterbacks Lamar, Mahomes, Stroud, Anthony Richardson. You get Mark Andrews. You get Kyle Pitts at tight end. Then more wide receivers and running backs. Running backs is Ken Walker, James Cook, Kamara, Aaron Jones, Dave Montgomery, and Zamir White. Zamir White, very interesting pick. Probably a little bit too early at 5'10", but they didn't go after anyone, right? So this is like the Zamir White show. As of right now, things can still change. But if like week one was happening right now, you'd be starting Zamir White in fantasy at that running back too and feeling really good about it. After that, or I guess alongside that, wide receivers, DJ Moore goes, Nico, Cooper, Metcalf, Keenan Allen, Devonta Smith, Tank Dell, T. Higgins, Christian Kirk, and Rashee Rice. So we are sitting here just in absolute love of this start. We're not even going to look at anything else. We're going to take Malik Neighbors. We know we would take him at that spot. Pull up our team here. We've got Jalen Hurts at quarterback. We've got A.J. Brown, Puka Nacua, Stephon Diggs, Malik Neighbors. We are really cooking, and we've gotten into a drop-off here. Still love these receivers, right? But we're not drafting Flowers, Pickens, McLaurin, Ridley, Jaden Reed, Addison as our first flex, not having drafted running back, not having drafted a today. So we're at 601. Top running back, I would imagine, is DeAndre Swift. Let's see. Pacheco is definitely gone. He went real early. Mixon is not available. Correct. Mixon is not available. Stevenson just ahead of Swift. Stevenson at 609 though. So I still don't have those of value. I feel like I want to test out RB0. I want to try it out. These mock drafts are for trying things out. I kind of want Trey McBride, because Trey McBride I have is a really good value. Again, I said before, 405. Like, McBride's a good pick at this spot. If we can lock in McBride plus Jalen Hurts and like a sweet wide receiver core, we're obviously going to be thin at running back, but we can figure it out. And I just think you take that value when it presents itself. Let's take McBride. If you wanted to go Stevenson or Swift there, I would 1,000% be okay doing that. So let's cross our fingers at running back after these. It's ugly, which we expected, right? We expected it to be a little bit ugly. I'll pull up the draft board here. We're not going to go over every pick that goes by, but some of the highlights, three tight ends, which we love to see. Once you draft your tight end, you want other teams drafting tight ends. Kittle, Kincaid, Evan Ingram. You've got three quarterbacks, Burrow, Kyler Murray, and Dak Prescott. And then basically an even mixture of running backs and wide receivers. Honestly, more running backs and wide receivers, which we don't love. So our top options, we're obviously not going quarterback. We're obviously not going tight end. And I don't think the value is there to go with wide receiver. If we did go wide receiver, we would probably go with Adunze. But Adunze, Deontay would be the decision, in my opinion. At running back, we need upside. So when you do these RB0 builds, you got to draft someone that could get lucky with touchdowns, could have a really good role in the receiving game, like some sort of aspect to where they're really exceeding. This is the 7-12 and the 8-01. So 7-8 round value. We're looking for high-end running back two. Obviously, we'd love a running back one, but we're in the late 7th, early 8th round. It's unlikely we're drafting a running back one at this pick. So who has upside this season? Well, Raheem Mostert is coming off, 17 or 18 touchdowns. So, obvious upside there. They drafted Jalen Wright. He's a year older. There's a lot of signs that indicate maybe Mostert, at the tail end of his career. He's, 31 years old right now. Let me pull up the running back specific ranking so we don't have to scroll through too much. It looks like Warren. I have Warren as the top running back. Honestly, Mostert's a decent ways back. I am lower on Mostert because I do just like Jalen Wright. And Mostert obviously has the longest injury history in the world. Stayed pretty healthy last season, but obviously a risk. Thinking about that though, in this sort of build, I don't care too much. If you told me I got 12 healthy games from Mostert, I'd be good with that. I'm not reliant on this pick at running back really working out. We're going to take a bunch of shots at high upside running backs. We would have free agency early on the season to see breakouts. We would have the trade market to try and find a running back. We're going to have opportunities to where this pick doesn't need to work out at running back. But I want to pick two that I feel really good about. I do feel good about Jalen Warren. I just don't know about his ceiling if Najee's going to stay healthy. I don't know if that can be there. I think, Mostert, if just Mostert himself stays healthy, has definitely more upside than Warren. Singletary wouldn't be a bad pick. They didn't really do anything in the draft to add running back talent. Austin Eckler, if Brian Robinson ever got injured, Eckler would be basically a featured running back in an offense that's definitely going to be ascending. Tyjae Spears' upside, if he can kind of turn into that 1A to Pollard's 1B. So options here. Rankings-wise, Pollard himself is not on the board, right? I would have had Pollard first. Rankings-wise, I do have it. Jalen Warren, then Eckler, then Spears, then Mostert after that. I think this is an interesting decision. This is one I want you guys in the comment section. Who would you double dip on here? I feel like I do want Warren to be one of them because A, he is first in the rankings. I do feel confident he's going to have a decent role this season. B, obviously, if I hit on two running back ones here, I win the championship, right? If I actually hit on two running back ones here, you're probably winning the championship with this team. But also, if I just draft Warren, he ends up being my consistent running back two all season, getting me a decent amount of points each week. That's not the end of the world because I'm crushing at all these other positions. So I think Warren's kind of the safe pick, the person that we can draft here and just be we're getting a quality player that's going to be pretty involved in their offense. This pick, I want to shoot for ceiling a little bit more. And I'm having trouble figuring out if that is Austin Eckler or if it's Raheem Mostert. And this feels like a pick that would really make or break your season. My gut is telling me to go with Eckler. It's just the touchdowns are screaming at me with Mostert. And in my head, I'm he had all these touchdowns, but it's when's he going to stop? When is it going to be? Mostert is 50 years old. How is he still producing this much? I feel like last year was kind of a dream season. Let's go with Eckler. I think the move is Eckler there. But again, let me know in the comment section who you guys would have gone with. You don't need that part. Okay. Draft board. Let's pull it up. Mostert does go the pick after us. Two quarterbacks go off the board. No tight ends. Pretty much an even mixture of running backs and wide receivers. Jonathan Brooks came off the board right before us. That's kind of tough to see, because that would have been really, really nice there. So again, no quarterback, no tight end here. I don't think we go with wide receiver. If there was one on the board that was really sticking out, you could go with Jameson Williams, Brian Thomas Jr. if you think he breaks out in that offense. Curtis Samuel, if you don't believe in Keon Coleman, you think Curtis Samuel ends up being their most targeted player, maybe go with him. Shakir, I guess, if you think it's him. But I don't think you do that. I think you just double dip again. Two more running backs. You say, hey, I got four options here. Can one of them work out and be a consistent running back one for me? I got to think Charbonnet is probably the top pick here. Let's see. We'll pull up the rankings. Is Moss available? No. Zach Moss is not available. Spears not off the board. Brooks just went. Chase Brown not available. Trey Benson doesn't look to be available unless he's like really burning the rankings. So Charbonnet would be there. And then Jerome Ford after that. I'm curious where people have Jerome Ford this season. Yeah, okay. Jerome Ford was probably also picked. So it's gross. Obviously, yeah, Charbonnet is going to be our one there. I have Rico Dowdle after that. I still can't figure out how much I like Dowdle. We took him in the last mock draft Monday, basically being like, you know, they're probably going to sign Zeke, but like Rico is probably better than Zeke. Like he's probably just a better running back. They do end up signing Zeke. It makes me a little bit uneasy that they might just be like, we don't care if Zeke averaging, you know, 3.4 yards per carry. We're rolling with him. So a little bit hesitant to go there again right now. But honestly, like this range is so disgusting that I feel like I just want to grab a wide receiver. Like this is awful. And I'm going to be starting four wide receivers every week anyways. So I feel like the best move is take our top wide receiver. After this, go back, take two more running backs in the next round, probably take two sleepers. I mean, the rest of this draft is just going to be sleeper running backs. Anyone that we can find that just has some level of upside can hit in some scenario. Again, like if Najee goes down, Warren's a hit. If Brian Robinson goes down, Eckler's a hit, or maybe Eckler just turns out to be way better than Brian Robinson. If Ken Walker goes down, Charbonnet's a hit. We can go honestly with Jalen Wright later. If one of those first two running backs goes down, Jalen Wright's a hit. It's like we're basically just taking all these shots and it's running back. Someone's going to get hurt and one of these guys is going to produce for us. But I don't feel comfortable with this pick really taking any of them. So I would take, what's our favorite wide receiver? Let's just say, who do I think could produce for our team the most? I would honestly say Jameson Williams. I know it feels kind of gross. But you think about Jameson Williams, they didn't go after anyone. And I believe they lost Josh Reynolds as well. I don't want to be quoted on that, but I'm pretty sure they lost Josh Reynolds. They like didn't go after a wide receiver. They are sticking with Jameson Williams. You're hoping he finally has an off season where he can like be with the team, produce a little bit, get some reps with Jared Goff. Obviously a very explosive player, someone that, you know, if I threw in there and, you know, a game where we're expecting 52 point total for both teams, obviously, you know, maybe a 30 point total for the Lions themselves, throw him into the flex spot, hope that he's the one that gets designed those few touchdowns that week, like upside, obvious upside there for him. And then I think a ton went by, right? Yeah. Okay. So Jameson Williams goes, then we've got only Njoku, only Tua at tight end, quarterback, even mixture of running backs and wide receivers after that. Our roster up here, again, Jalen Hurts, Warren, Eckler, A.J. Brown, Puka Nacua, Stephon Diggs, Trey McBride, Malik Nabers. I feel really, really good about that, and I just like RB0 builds. I think it'd be fun to try and figure out that running back position during the season. Charbonnet on the bench, Jameson Williams also on the bench. So again, we need upside at these running back picks. It does look like Jalen Wright does come off the board. He does a few picks before us. Rico Dowdle also goes a few picks before us. So that's quite unfortunate. We are not looking fantastic right now at the running back position. Best upside picks. My goodness, it is thin. Teams in this league did not go attack. Like, what does it look like on the draft board right now? It's a three wide receiver league. It feels like, look at this team right here. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wide receiver, 5 running backs. Their wide receiver core is okay, but it's not that good. I feel like these computers didn't draft a three wide receiver team properly, at least in my opinion. Okay. Who's got the upside? I mean, if you think Kendre Miller breaks out this season, he was a pretty hyped running back last year. And if he was in this year's draft class, definitely a chance he goes the first running back. I would say he probably would have been like the second. I think Brooks would have still been first, and he would have been right in that like Benson range. And had that happen this year, like let's say Kendre Miller this season goes in the Benson range to New Orleans, he probably goes earlier than this in the draft. So upside there. Obvious upside for Dobbins if he can get healthy, and because the Chargers are going to run the ball every single play. So upside there. And then I think upside with Lloyd, but my guess is Lloyd's more of a change of pace back. I don't think he'd be featured if Jacobs went down. So I think we double dip and we take Kendre Miller and Dobbins. I feel like that's probably the route we should go. So we'll draft Miller, draft Dobbins. Oh, yeah, I told it to skip. That's why I wasn't pulling up anymore. So we draft those two. We now have 5 running backs. And if we look at the roster construction here, honestly, we don't need to take another running back. Like, again, we're assuming we're starting 4 wide receivers. We want to have more wide receivers in this league. So I think we just attack wide receiver. We grab our defense and we call it a day. Like, I think with Jalen Warren, Austin Ekeler, Charbonnet, Kendre Miller, J.K. Dobbins, we can figure out 2 running backs each week. And if we can't, we have free agency. We have the trade market. We can, figure it out that way. I think it benefits our team the most, attacking wide receiver here. So Dotson, I still believe in the talent. If you believe in the talent for Dotson, you can go in that direction. Our boy Marvin Mims is still there. Demario Douglas is there. Dontayvion Wicks, I love his talent, but it's very, very crowded for the Packers. We could go with Polk, a wide receiver 1 on a team. There's not very many wide receiver 1s still available. I'll pull up the rankings and we can see exactly who I would have among that group. There we go. Let's see. Myers is gone, right? Yeah, I would figure that Jacoby Myers is off the board. Ladd probably off the board. A.D. Mitchell, probably off the board there. Polk, Mims, Douglas. Polk, Mims, Douglas. Yeah, I feel like people are a little bit too low on Polk. I don't think this has really caught up. Although, Dotson. Dotson first, then Polk is what the rankings have, which I think makes sense in my mind, especially if Luke doesn't work out, Luke McCaffrey. Dotson was a first-round pick 2 years ago. I know he hasn't totally worked out yet, but still a very talented wide receiver. I think he can still get going. So we take those two. Why don't we go after – I think we go after Douglas. I still think Douglas is a talented player. They definitely like him as their slot receiver. We would have both Polk and Douglas, though, and – if this were Underdog, I'd say do that and then go draft Drake May. Well, I guess he probably would have already been drafted an Underdog. But, yeah, we don't need to stack the Patriots passing attack in a redraft league. That doesn't feel like it's going to work out for us long term. You could go with – ew. It's gross out there. Because, Michael Wilson's the – well – Michael Wilson will be on the field every play, but we already have Trey McBride. I don't know that I want to go with Michael Wilson. I feel like I don't want to do with Wilson or Douglas on this team. Robinson, if you think Robinson ends up being the number two, but we have neighbors, so it's like we already have that. Mooney, you don't think they sign another wide receiver and Mooney ends up as a deep threat for the Falcons? That could work out. Yeah, Mooney wouldn't be a bad pick. I feel like it's him. If you think Corley turns into like a gadget player for the Giants or for the Jets, maybe that's an option. Ugh. It's gross. I don't really see. Let's show more. Is there anyone down here? Thank you. Show me more. Show me like three more there. There truly isn't. I mean, Gallup on the Raiders, but he's the wide receiver three there. Malik Washington, if you want that three on Miami. Zay Jones, if you think he signs somewhere interesting. Yikes. How many do we need? We only need one, right? Pull up the roster. All right, we only need one. I think it's... it might be Corley, which is gross. I don't like Corley as a talent, but I feel like he might be the answer. So does the plus work if I just do this? No, it like doesn't. I don't... Why even have a plus if it doesn't work? What am I adding someone to there? Oh, is it adding to suggestions? Is that what it's doing? Maybe that's what it does. It adds them to like this section. Anyways, yeah, I feel like you go with Corley. I'm not convinced in that. And then I haven't done any research for defense. Let's just take the top one there. Hey, same exact as last week. That was a tough pick. I don't really know what the correct option was for us. Again, I don't like Corley just because he's to me, he's a gadget player. He's someone that you have to like design looks to. And I don't want that. I don't want, like, it's very rare that gadget players end up being like the league winners in fantasy. It's the people who really break out, like a Puka last season. Puka broke out last season this late in the draft, not because he's a gadget player, because he was just winning on his own. He's a very just good football player getting open. I don't think that's Corley. I don't think Corley gets open. I think Corley's someone you give, you know, very specific plays to. You get the ball in his hand, moving downfield, screen passes, stuff like that. And that's a type of player that gets like five targets a week, not someone who commands 12. And we're looking for someone who can command 12 late in drafts, but I don't know. Given the options that were on that screen right there, he just felt kind of like the most upside among the group, at least. So here's the team. Starting lineup. Jalen Hurts, Jalen Warren, Austin Eckler, A.J. Brown, Puka Nacua, Stephon Diggs, Trey McBride, and Malik Nabers. And then we've got 49ers defense. Bench running backs are Charbonnet, Kendre Miller, and J.K. Dobbins. And then wide receivers, Jameson Williams, Jahan Dotson, Jalen Polk, and Malachi Corley. So this team clearly in season, it's going to dominate at wide receiver, quarterback, tight end. All those points will be there. It would just have to figure out the running back position. A lot hinging on Jalen Warren, on Austin Eckler and Charbonnet. But again, you have trade, you have free agency. So if you want to sign up for the free newsletter, probably going to be a once a week type of thing. Check that out in the comment section below. If you want to see my rankings, check out on the website, thefantasyfootballadvice.com. But that, my friends, is in this one. Hope you all did enjoy. If you did, have a like button, have a subscribe to the channel if you're new here, and thanks for watching.